Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today, right? Great show, right, guys?
Awesome.
There's lots of laughter so far in the studio here this morning, so it should be a fun one. The phone lines are already heating up. We have a bunch of special guests lined up ready to talk from all across the country. But if you also want to give us a call to chat on this lovely spring morning, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. But before all that, let me introduce our co-host first. We have Kathy Houston. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great, Andy. Why are you so chipper, Andy?
Wow. Well, you know, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Michelle, good. How are you feeling? I know you got an early wake-up call.
I did, from our illustrious publisher in Hong Kong. I call
Lucky
him at
4 a.m.
I know, it's delightful.
4 a.m.
She says sarcastically.
What time was it over there? It must have been
4
p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
Talked to him for tomorrow. Half an hour.
So we already had a couple of happy hour cocktails and was calling you.
I doubt that was the case. But anyway, next we have Joe Haley. Joe, how are you doing today?
Great, Andy.
I understand you're going somewhere on Thursday.
I am. I'm going to New York City. Ooh. I'm going to hang out all day in the Big Apple with no one other than Promo.
Promo.
Me and Promo.
It's Promo Get does out. New York.
Absolutely.
Promo and Joe do New York.
Yeah, I just hope we don't get arrested.
Very nice. And finally, we have a special guest host with us today, Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches and director of ASI Education. Nicole, are you ready for this?
I'm ready, Andy.
You're like a regular now.
I know. She's a regular. Why don't you just be one of the team?
As
Forever.
Michelle says, you could take.
I need
role.
To get my picture, like my head floating over you guys. Your cool press picture.
We'll Photoshop you in.
And of course, manning the phones and the switchboard, we have our famed tech team, Steve on the switchboard, and Vinny D manning the phones. Guys, give a little wave. Vinny, you didn't wave.
Come on. He's waving now.
All right, before we really get going here, Joe, tell us what is on tap for today's show.
Sure thing, Andy. You got it. Well, she's not in the studio, but she is calling us from Sin City. That's right. Yes, our own hostess with the mostest, Melinda, will be calling in from Las Vegas. Also, we have two special guests calling in, Rob Watson from MediTree and Matt Bartram from Fields, to discuss building sales momentum. What do we got on tap for tomorrow? Anyone know?
Virtual trade show.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're going to talk about that, give you a little preview of that. We're also going to be broadcasting live from the virtual trade show. Six strategies for making a comeback, huh? Anyone know what they are?
Six strategies.
Nicole knows that. She's going to be letting everyone know what we got on tap there. We have tips from a savvy networker. Also, sales manager's five biggest hiring mistakes. Kathy knows all those details. We have that, a lot more. A chance for me to get something off my chest. But first, we are going to go to the industry news and Andy Cohen.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with a supplier executive move. Corvest announced yesterday afternoon that it has hired Jason Miller to be its new president. Miller had been BIC Graphics Global Sales and Marketing Director and was instrumental in the company's acquisition of Norwood last year. The appointment is effective immediately. Next, we turn attention to the controversial chemical BPA. The state of Maryland banned the ingredient in all children's items last week, becoming the fifth state to do so. Maryland joins Connecticut, Minnesota, Washington, and Wisconsin in banning the chemical from children's products. BPA is also used in many packaging and plastic products, including water bottles and other drinkware. A new survey shows business executives expect 2010 to be a year of job creation and business growth. 70% of respondents to the National Association for Business Economics survey believe that real GDP will expand by more than 2% this year, and 37% expect to increase employment over the next 6 months. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot today?
Chilling and grilling, Andy. We got barbecue products.
You noticed I said what's hot.
That's right. Very good.
Very nice. Well, we will certainly look forward to that.
He's proud of himself.
Episode
I know.
Of the Joe Show.
Good job, Andy.
All right. Right now, we have Melinda Lagos on line 3. Melinda, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. So, are you in like a cave or something?
No. Do I sound weird? I'm in a hotel room.
Are you in the bathroom?
Sounds cave-like.
There's no carpeting on the floors. Maybe that's it. Hey, listen. Is it really a beautiful spring day there?
Yes, it is.
It
is.
No, it's not.
It was raining this morning. It was beautiful.
It was
beautiful
when I came in.
No, I just got here and it's beautiful.
Oh, you just got here. Okay. Some of us got here hours ago.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
that's why
some of us got
here at like 7 a.m.
I came in the rain.
So, Melinda, last week it was Omaha. This week it's Vegas. Next week it's New York City. Are you ever coming back to the office?
No, I'd like to come back. I'd be very happy to come back home and, you know, see everybody. But, yeah, I'm on a worldwide blitz, I guess.
So what's going on in Las Vegas this week?
Las Vegas this week is the Recognition Professionals International Conference. So it's people who, you know, do recognition programs for their own companies. There's a lot of people in healthcare here. And then there's also suppliers of recognition products and some distributors and incentive consultants. So it's a whole group of people focusing on recognition.
So what's the buzz at the conference?
Okay, here's the buzz for distributors. You know, there's real opportunities for distributors to get involved in recognition programs, not just selling the products like the end result when an employee receives a reward or an incentive, but really throughout the whole program because these people are using promotional products like crazy. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday, a woman from Ohio State University Medical Center spoke. They have 17,000 employees, and they just relaunched a recognition program last year. And to do that, first of all, they rebranded the whole program, changed the name, and guess what they did as part of the rebranding?
I'm guessing they gave out promotional products.
They gave out promotional products galore, wow. Andy.
Galore.
Galore.
They gave out logos, cookies, sample. Balloons, pens, everything. They said everywhere you walk in this huge, huge medical center, you know, the name was on some sort of logo product everywhere. So that was the first step. Then they trained managers in how to use the recognition program. And, of course, they gave out promotional products for people who attended the training. And then, of course, as part of the program, they used promotional products even in some of the different programs. For example, they had, at the beginning of the program, the CEO sent all 17,000 employees these special tags and stickers, and they can put stickers on each other's tags when they do something right, and then the tags are turned in for products and rewards. So it's really a big opportunity. I would tell distributors they want to get involved in the ground floor of these programs and, you know, ask for the right questions. Do you need things to promote the program? Because it's more than just giving away the rewards.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, and I think it's distributors. Many distributors feel like incentive and recognition programs are places they can't really get involved in, but obviously, as you're hearing, they really can.
Yeah, and, you know, they need help, you know, and it's just a matter even, you know, of just asking the right questions, sitting down, well, what do you want to accomplish with this program? And, you know, they said the head of Merit's Travel yesterday opened the conference, the CEO, and she said, you know, get a seat at the table, just ask the right questions, get involved from the beginning, and chances are you'll get a lot more business that way.
Cool. So what's on tap for the Las Vegas day today?
Las Vegas today, the head of the ROI Institute is going to speak about how companies can improve the value of recognition programs, you know, to their C-level executives, and that's something I can report on for you guys next week because, again, distributors who have that kind of ammunition and can show the value of recognition programs certainly will have more success selling them. And hey, who knows, maybe I'll get a little bit of sun in the afternoon because it's 89 degrees here today.
What about some blackjack?
You know, you gave me some advice yesterday, but I'm not real confident in my skills. Although, if you all remember, we were all in Vegas for ASI Vegas a couple years ago, and I'm not a gambler, and I was waiting for someone at the elevator, and I stuck $1 in a slot machine, and what happened?
You won $700.
$840. I came home with every penny of that money.
No, you didn't. You gave us some.
She did? I didn't get any.
Right.
What are you
talking about? I took $100 for you guys to gamble, and I came home with the rest.
All right. Well, good luck in your gambling forays there this afternoon.
Thank you. One more question. What is Joe doing in New York with promo or exclamation mark?
Well, Joe, you're going to have to explain that.
We are visiting 20 TV stations to invite them to a media breakfast that we are having next Wednesday at the ASI New York show. So we are delivering them a nice promotional product and saying, please come.
Please come.
That's awesome. Well, that should be lots of fun.
Is Promo going to get down on his knees?
If Promo gets down on his knees, I don't think he's going to be able to get back up.
I mean, you know. That really will be Promo and Joe do New York. All right,
it'll Melinda. It'll be a fabulous trip.
Well,
all right. Well, you guys have a great time.
Safe
you
travels
thanks,
back
Melinda.
Here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, now we're going to go to line one where we have Matt Bertram from Fields Manufacturing calling in. Matt, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Matt.
We're doing great. Are you looking forward to the ASI show New York next week?
Absolutely, absolutely. It should be pretty exciting, and it's great to have the first major trade show of the year on the East Coast.
Cool. Now, how as far as Fields is going, how are you guys doing this year? How's the industry looking, and how is business for Fields?
We are definitely seeing an increase in activity and sales in 2010 compared to 2009. Our number of phone calls are up, our number of orders are up, and the average order size has increased as well. Another thing we've seen is that typical real large orders that have been done overseas in the past have now been broken up and are ordered periodically during the course of the year. So what that means is the ability to turn around orders is fast is very crucial. And budgets seem to be opening up, but quick turnaround is very necessary in order to fulfill those budgets.
And so in your opinion, what do you think distributors can do to kind of keep that momentum going that you're seeing so far this year?
Well, I think the key thing is excellent service. I think the fact that distributors add a value added to selling promotional products and keeping reminding the customers of that, trying to touch the customers in several different ways, from personal contact, which is personal visits, or written thank you notes. I think saying thank you to people for the orders that are coming in are extremely important. It's not like it was in the 90s where orders just seemed to be coming in for no apparent reason. Mm-hmm. We were all filling orders. Now, since orders are a lot harder to come by, I think saying thank you to your customers and letting them know how valuable they are to you is extremely important. You know, small coupons for reorders to kind of keep the momentum of the orders coming in. And also giving suggestions on other products that would work for their programs outside of just the product they're ordering. So constantly giving them new and inventive ideas to help grow their business is extremely important right now.
And Matt, what would you say is something that you guys at Fields are doing that's new this year that you think is interesting in the market?
Well, one of the things, even you were talking about the ASI show in New York next week. We're sponsoring the women's conference that ASI is having. So we're trying to get out even more than what we've done in the past. We still sponsor all the education at the ASI shows, and that's very important to us. But just trying to get our name out there as much as possible. One of the ways we're doing that is by using technology and social networking. So, for example, if you go to our website, www.fieldsmfg.com, we have all kinds of different video presentations online of all of our products. So we're kind of helping the distributor have their own personal sales rep when they're out there trying to sell the products to their customer. The other thing we're doing is we have a Facebook fan page. We have a Twitter feed. So we're trying to use social networking to get the word out on Fields, tying in our education that we offer. And then we're also using mobile marketing. If you text Fields at 9, 10, 11, you can be signed up to receive special offers and also different case histories on Fields products and how they're being used successful in the industry.
Cool. Well, and now you're on ASI Radio, so you've really reached
exactly.
the online media pinnacle.
Millions.
All right, Matt. Well, thanks very much for calling in, and we'll see you next week in New York.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
All right, on line two, we have Rob Watson from MediaTree. Rob, how are you this morning?
Hey, good. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Good.
Can I just tell you how much I love Rob Watson's voice?
Yeah, well, he's got a radio voice.
You just did.
Back and forth. I think it's both ways here. How are you?
Good.
We're doing good. So are you looking forward to the New York show next week?
Oh, we're really looking forward to it. It should be a great show.
Good. Now, what would you say is new or some interesting things that you guys at MediaTree are doing in 2010?
Well, I think bringing out some new products. I think we're, right now it's all about giving customers choice and giving as many opportunities for promotions to reach as many demographics as possible. So we put together new promotions where it's called Digital Choice, and the customer gets the opportunity of choosing their own gift. They can choose music or ringtones or movie tickets or pizza or DVDs, all with the same card. So you can reach more people all at once and let them have the power to choose.
That's great.
Cool. And how is your business doing so far this year?
Well, I think that more than anything else, we've seen a strong push towards things that are digital.
Right.
And I think what we've tried to do from MediaTree side is be more educational to our distributor population, because that's what they're hearing from their clients. they're taking money away from print ads and TV ads and radio, and they're really going where their clients are the most, which is online. And what we're trying to really work with our distributors is that you don't have to be, you know, an advertising agency. You don't have to be the chief marketing officer or a web designer to get it, to understand it, and to really get in there with their clients to give them some of the solutions that, you know, they may not look to our industry to pursue. So we presented out in San Diego. We're going to present again next week in New York, and the response has been tremendous, not to mention our own educational series that we're doing here at MediaTree. So that's been our push.
Rob, yeah, the session that you're going to be doing next week, hot tips for selling to the next generation of big buyers, you know, younger buyers coming to the market. What are a couple tips that you can offer us now for selling to that market?
Oddly enough, we've done a bunch of research here on our own, and what we found is that green is still hugely popular with teens, tweens, 20-somethings for some odd reason. And what we found is that maybe it's because they're trying to forgive for their sins or whatnot, but, you know, younger demographic are very philanthropic. They want to give back to the community. They're more inept to volunteer and really be a part of the community, giving back to the earth. Green promotions, probably the largest redemption population out of all demographics is that younger age group. So what we're seeing is some of the bigger brands, the big retailers, those big on-pack manufacturers are really looking towards green, go green initiatives to reach that younger demographic. So oddly enough, you know, you would think it'd be music and you'd think it'd be some of these more cooler, hipper things, but green is where it's at.
Rob, doesn't your company also offer seated download cards now?
Yeah, and because we've been presenting, you know, a lot of more green options, seated has become very popular. Traditionally, gift cards are like a nice branded plastic card, which of course is durable and stands the test of time, but we have a seated card where the same brandability on the front, the reward code on the back, and once the consumer's done downloading their music or planting their tree or getting their free gift, they plant up the card, they rip up the card, they bury it in the ground, they water it, and it grows. It truly does grow.
That's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a great product.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for Michelle's got one more question for you. She
actually
just wants to hear you talk more, I think.
That's it. I just want to hear Rob's voice. The soothing sounds of Rob Watson. I noticed Nicole just showed me that you are on the hot seat with Tim Andrews at the New York show.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that because I have no idea what we're going to be discussing, but I hear that's what it's all about.
It's no holds barred.
We can't give it away here.
Well, that is, if you're going to be at the New York show, that is at 8:15 in the morning on Thursday, May 6th.
That's
just
right.
Have an alibi
in the hot
ready.
Seat with Tim.
Cool. All right, Rob. Well, we'll see you next week in New York, and thanks for calling in.
You bet. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks
again.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, now we're going to take a quick break to hear from our show sponsor, iPromoteYou.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteYou. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteYou today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteYou, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteYou.com.
All right, we're back on ASI's Tuesday morning show. Want to chat with the host today? Give us a call for any topic that's on your mind. Ring us up at 215-953-4979, and we'd be happy to take your call. First, we are going to highlight what we'll be doing tomorrow at this time. What is that, folks?
Sleeping.
Virtual BTS.
Sleeping. Joe will be sleeping. Joe will be actually hosting our radio show.
That's right.
During tomorrow's virtual trade show, ASI's virtual trade show, which is a very cool event. And we will be here at 10:30, right?
Our
regular time slot.
It starts
at 10, and you can go sign up for that virtual trade show at asicentral.com/VTS. That's V as in
virtual.
Ooh, virtual. T is in trade. S is in show. That worked out well.
All right, Andy.
All right.
A little light bulb went on.
And lots of cool suppliers exhibiting, too.
Lots of cool suppliers.
Lots of cool suppliers.
And Michelle Bell will be trolling the virtual trade show floor.
No one trolls like I do.
As will I, and as will Kathy.
Yeah.
So it should be a fun event. Join us and meet us in the networking lounge where we'll have virtual Bloody Marys at 10:30, right, Kathy?
Definitely. Mimosas.
Oh,
definitely.
Nicole will have mimosas. All right, Nicole, next week, as we've been talking about, is the ASI show in New York, and I understand you have a little preview of some education highlights for what we can expect at the show.
I have a little preview. We're really excited about the ASI Women's Summit. It's a first-ever event. It is on Tuesday, May 4th at the Millennium Hotel from noon to 3:30, and you can still register at asishow.com, but we're really excited. We're going to have Barbara Corcoran. She was on the radio show a few weeks ago.
She's feisty, cool. I can't wait.
She
is also just a great speaker. We had her a couple years ago at the New York show, and Joe and I were there.
She's funny. She's hilarious.
Riot. Just standing up there telling stories that are very funny.
Yeah.
She's really good.
I like how she's forthcoming about who she sleeps with.
Right.
Yes, she is
hilarious.
Quite forthcoming on that.
The filter's a little clogged, but
right now she's sleeping with her husband. But she's talking about the past.
The past, Joe.
Go ahead. I left everybody without words.
Moving on, Nicole.
You did. Okay. Couple cool things in our new distributor success track. We have a new lunch topic. We're going to be having a panel, Jumpstart Your Brand Insider Secrets from Marketing Mavericks. So that's going to be exciting, a new addition. And a couple people in this room are moderating some great sessions. Michelle Bell is doing wildly successful self-promotions without spending a lot of money.
Wildly successful.
Wildly.
Not just
wildly.
Sort of mildly successful, but wildly.
Andy Cohen's going to be doing Sales Stars Tell All, Top Money-Making Strategies for 2010.
I am doing
a lot
that.
Of good strategies there.
Well, that's awesome.
But we really have beefed up our sales and marketing tracks over. We should check those out.
Cool. Yeah, Lots of good stuff to look forward to.
Didn't you win the Golden Mic last time, too?
He did.
I did win the Golden Mic, and I am going to New York to defend my crown.
Your crown.
Michelle might scoop it up.
Trying to go for your second one, Andy. There's no chance of that.
It's safe with you.
Trying to get your second one.
I'm trying. I can't top you, though, because you already have two, right?
I do.
You can top them.
Superstar.
Yeah, I think you could.
Tie me.
I could tie you. It'll happen.
Tie.
All right. Many companies in this industry and others are trying to make a comeback this year. So, Nicole, what are some strategies that that people need to know for making a comeback?
Well, you know, people lose their jobs. They're laid off. They're, you know, downsized, that kind of thing. And a lot of times people's egos are a little bruised or they're frustrated or they feel like, well, what do I do next? Joe, is your ego bruised?
No, she looked at me when she said that.
I didn't look at you. I looked at Kathy.
Kathy, she can handle it.
She can handle it. But yeah, so there are six tips for people who've endured professional setbacks, you know, and consultants kind of recommend these six things. First, you should understand it's not about you. So, you know, people get laid off and people think, oh, it's personal. I did something wrong. But usually it's, you know, it's more
business.
It's business. It's not personal. It's not about performance. It could be about your salary. It could be your level. It could be, you know, they're eliminating your responsibilities, et cetera. They recommend taking some time off and thinking about what you want. Sometimes people think they need to, you know, get up the next day and start looking for jobs. Maybe take a week off and think about what you might really want to do. Go to the beach, get some air,
and then dive into it.
Yeah.
Air's good.
I could use a little of that.
Rally your allies. I didn't think I'd be able to say that.
Talk
to the people who can kind of boost you up, give you some confidence, and help you think about what you might want to do next. Define what made you successful before. Right, Joe? So if you've got some great strengths and you've got some areas that you think you're really strong in, start looking into those. Be open to new possibilities, Kathy. You know, trying out for American Idol. You know,
I'm too old.
Are you trying out
but
for
I
American
would.
Idol?
But you would. But,
maybe America's
but think
Got
about...
Talent.
That's a good one.
Oh, my.
And also not being limited by someone else's definition of success. Sometimes taking that break and kind of redefine what you would like
to do.
That's
a big one. I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, part of making a comeback is certainly figuring out how to network. And we're going to go to our master networker over there, Michelle Bell, for some tips on how to be a savvy networker.
Well, actually, this is a little different than that, but it, kind of in the same vein. This article that I'm going to read from, I'm going to talk about some points. It's how to kind of brush up your resume to make it seem like you're a better networker and to make it seem like what you're all about isn't so antiquated. For example,
in other words, how to fake it?
How to lie?
Fake it till you make it. That's it. Yes. instead of saying something like the very trite, the very rote, I'm a results-oriented professional, you want to say something like, I love to solve thorny supply chain problems. See, much more descriptive.
Thorny.
Instead of saying you're an excellent team player, Andy, you want to replace it with at ABC
Which
Promos.
Because I am.
Yeah. At ABC Promos, for example, I partnered with the sourcing department to cut our production costs in half.
So give an example.
You want to give specific examples with a little dazzle. Instead of saying, I have superior communication skills, you may want to say something like, I led a two-day offsite meeting that yielded our 2010 product lineup and saved $40,000.
You know, I think that that's a great point because also it just in networking, you know, events, the more specific you can be, the better conversation you're going to have with people. So
well,
that
and
sort
also,
of thing is the way to go.
I think that some people in networking situations are hesitant to kind of tout their own success
right.
because they don't want to come off as a braggart
right.
or they don't want to come off as too self-absorbed. But I think it's okay to use in moderation to say, because it's just so
what
rare that
the...
I say that, because I just never say in moderation. But I think in this case, to use specific examples and say, you know, at my company, I looked at some of our operational, you know, strategies, and by doing X, Y, Z, we saved the company $50,000. I mean, I think that sticks in somebody's mind.
Yeah.
They remember you, and I think it makes a great impression.
Totally.
I'm going to put these on our website on asicentral.com/radio.
And also, if you're talking to somebody, and if somebody said to me that I was that they were a really good team player, I would stop listening.
Andy, you're so jaded.
I would. You have to catch people's attention, and
yes.
specifics and details and examples actually do that.
But you're right, because when you say I'm an excellent team player, I'm a great communicator.
What does that mean?
It's kind of white noise,
yeah.
because
right,
people
exactly.
say things like that so often.
Yeah.
White noise is a nice way to say it.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy, so a lot of people are starting to do some hiring, looking
mm-hmm.
for salespeople. So you're going to give us what sales managers' biggest hiring mistakes are.
Yeah, they make sense. The first one is lack of preparation. This is by far the biggest error. And every other error on the list stems from it, Andy.
Oh, okay.
So you should
I'm
treat
listening.
Each interview like a meeting with a new prospect. And just as you would research and prepare questions for a prospect, research your job candidates. Understand the critical capabilities required to succeed. Okay, too much emphasis on experience. Now, you wouldn't think that would be a bad thing, but it is. Don't get carried away if you happen to find someone with great experience. If you don't happen to find someone with great experience, it's not everything. The vital question is, are the candidate's strengths and skills a match with those required for success? Hiring to avoid a negative. Because, mm-hmm. say the last sales rep had something negative, a fatal flaw, and you're hiring against that.
Mm.
You know, hire for their strengths, like I
right.
said previously. And finally, Joe, talking too much. Let the candidate do most of the talking. If your mouth is dry after an interview, you're talking too much.
If your mouth is dry after the
That's
interview,
right.
or you're not feeling well.
That's why Joe always has his handy bottle of water.
Where
is
my water?
There, and you.
Are you sharing it?
No, we're not sharing. All right, thanks, Kathy. Well, distributors often run into a situation where they might have a problem that maybe wasn't their fault. So, Joe, how do you recover from a service gaffe that wasn't necessarily your fault?
Can I talk now?
Joe's not talking.
Can I talk now?
Joe, we need you
right.
to talk now.
Can anyone think of a service gaffe recently that hasn't been that person's fault? Michelle.
The airlines are in Europe with the volcano issues.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not their fault. So there's no one anything could have done about that. Even the airlines don't have to give you your money back because it's considered an act of God. Even if you buy insurance for your tickets, act of God is not covered, so there's really not much they have to do. However, these airlines and some other companies really stepped forward in this situation. Most of the domestic carriers were offering food vouchers, and they were also offering complimentary phone cards to their travelers so that if they need to contact someone wherever they were going, say, look, we can't get there yet, and that goes above and beyond what they needed to do. In fact, British Airways paid for complimentary hotels for all their passengers
really?
Who were stuck
mm-hmm.
in New York City.
Wow.
Something they did not have to do, but the goodwill that builds among their travelers,
That's
their
true.
Flyers, is just enormous. At JFK Airport, they have this big mall. You've been to JFK, you've flown
for
out.
Sure.
Well, they have a food court area, and one of the vendors there provided food, meals, water bottles. There was Pampers delivered. Boxes and boxes and boxes of diapers.
That's nice.
Nothing that they have to do, but they're taking advantage of a situation where they can be heroes, you know, here. And it's
right.
not their fault. It's not the food vendor's fault, but they're, you know, getting lifelong customers when they come back through JFK. And New York hotels, 40 of them, banded together and offered a 15% discount on rooms so that these stuck travelers had a place to stay. They did not one hotel raise their prices, but in China – one hotel went from 250 euros for a stay to 800 euros for people who were stuck
there. Smart. Nice.
So they were gouging. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to gouge people. But think of those ways you can step in and kind of be the hero and take advantage of something that's not your fault. It's a service gap. It's not your fault. But you can be the shining star in someone's eye.
Yeah, and sometimes I think companies hesitate to incur the cost on those types of things. But, you know, the more you can go out of your way for the customers, for your customers, when they're put in a bad situation, mm-hmm. the better off you're going to be. And if that means incurring a cost, then, you know, so be it.
Yeah, how loyal are you going to be to British Airways if they actually put you up in a hotel? You
Very to, loyal.
They actually put you up there. They took them there, paid for the lodging, brought them back when it was time to get out of there. So.
Right. All right, well, that's some positive news from Joe Haley.
Out of the volcano.
But before we go, we're going to have a Joe rant.
Okay.
I'm firing on all pistons
today. He is indeed firing on all pistons today. Joe, what are you ranting about?
Andy, has anyone here seen the commercial for the new texting phone from Samsung Mobile?
No.
You haven't seen it? Rather than pressing letters on the keypad, the user swipes or moves mm-hmm. his finger around the keypad to spell words. They say it is a better, faster way to text.
I did see that.
I don't get it. I don't get it, Andy. That's the next line.
Really
you read my line. But what I don't get even more is that during the commercial, the user supposedly breaks the Guinness Book of World Records for the quickest text in 30 seconds. Really? Is there really a Guinness Book of World Records that stupid and that inane?
Yes.
There is. Which makes me wonder, how many stupid world records are out there? Maybe I can set a stupid world record for saying the word stupid during an internet radio rant.
You just did it.
Earlier in the year, we talked about the world record for the number of people wearing fleece in one place, a Cleveland Cavaliers basketball game. While I applaud the team's effort in hitting on a great giveaway for fans, the Snuggie, I think the notion that setting a world record when people put them on was stupid. I checked the Guinness World Record website and discovered that there's a world record for the number of books typed backwards on a blank keyboard.
Interesting.
Stupid.
I can't take this.
Wow. There's something to aspire to, kids. So in that vein, let's create our own world records. Michelle?
Let's do it.
Most sustained days of being snarky. Kathy, longest perky streak. And Andy, you have the longest drive to work while yodeling and having your left turn signal on the entire way.
I did that.
Maybe we'll make it into that great book, the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today. Thanks to our show sponsor, iPromoteU, and thank you for listening. Remember to tune in tomorrow at 10:30. For our special virtual trade show radio program. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you.